The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Young MC.
There's that Mike is hot thing again.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't live by y'all's rules.
We'll argue that.
I live by my own set of rules, Joel.
Oh, I know.
I'm a gangster.
So this is Nick's go-to karaoke song.
I was going to tell you about what the name calling that Barry was doing earlier. This guy's, you may have an HR problem here pretty soon.
What?
Name calling to who?
We'll talk about it off the air. I don't want to throw him under the bus.
What? Say it. I don't care.
Who are you? You're calling interns names. You're like dropping. Remember? Asteroids?
Oh, I called her a douchebag.
Oh, my God.
A female intern?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He called a female intern a D-bag.
Oh, listen, man. Here's the thing you need to know about Barry. All right? Words, I don't use words based on gender. I use words based on how you act. So I've called dudes bitches because they act like bitches. All right? I'll call a chick a a-hole if she's acting like an a-hole.
Can you believe this guy?
And if you wear sunglasses inside at work and I think you look like a douchebag, I'm going to call you a douchebag, even if you're a lady.
That can work on your own time, but when you're in an office setting,
there are other rules whether you like them or not. I would call one of the dudes a D-bag. Why would I treat the lady any different?
So she's would a
I
lady.
Not, hold on. Would I not? If I walked out there and intern Colby is wearing sunglasses, what would I do to him? What would
You'll
I say?
You'll berate him.
I would say, you look like a douchebag, Colby. Now, if I didn't include her in that, then I'm actually being sexist. Then you should turn me in because I'm excluding her.
First of all, no one's turning you in.
Well, I'm just saying, that's how I look at things. I don't look at it as like, oh, well, she's a female.
That's a female.
But she had her sunglasses on.
Set of rules.
I mean, let's be real. How bad was it really?
So I
made fun of her for wearing sunglasses. Come on.
Poor girl, I forgot her name.
By the way, she was super cool
because
she didn't wear her sunglasses the next day, and she made a joke about it. So.
Well, and she was only wearing them so she didn't get blinded by the asteroid.
She had these big Russell Westbrook looking.
I saw them because I said she's wearing them so that she doesn't get blinded by the Houston asteroid.
Yeah.
They
were huge.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah, but she is the chick that came on and says she likes the Houston asteroids.
Yep.
What's her name again?
I'm calling her intern asteroids until I can remember.
Intern asteroids?
I don't remember her
name.
She
is funny, though. She's
pretty cool.
Funny.
She was really cool about it.
She held her own. Like, she started clapping back. I mean, she held her own, which is what I like. I like messing with the interns, one. I think a lot of people really think I don't like the interns, which is silly to me because nothing could be further from the truth. Like, when I'm not on air messing with them, they're cool. We sit out there. I don't have a problem with them. But I like messing with them, just have fun. But I like messing with anybody. I'll mess with Jose when he's out there. It would be more about excluding them would make me feel worse. Like, if I didn't mess with her, then I would feel worse. So.
When I first heard, I didn't see him call her a D-bag. When I first heard, I was like, dang. But then after that, I just started cracking up. I was like, oh my God. He didn't even care.
No? I mean, if you look like a douchebag, that's what I'm going to call you. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
Okay.
I would expect the same thing. Like, if I'm acting like a bitch, someone should call me a bitch. It doesn't matter that I'm a dude, all right? Which just happens plenty around here. So, let's be real.
Okay.
You got quiet. Why you
I'm
got
just
quiet?
Letting y'all go.
Oh, now.
I'm just saying, no, because look, I've been in settings, and every place is different with their HR department, but some people go over the top, and some people are more relaxed to understand everything you just said.
Yeah, and I knew it wasn't going to be a big deal. I just wanted to give Barry a hard time. I just never
all
heard.
All in good fun.
I never heard an on-air host call a female intern a D-bag. You would be the first, for sure.
But that's, again, I would have called a dude that. If Colby or Trey was wearing sunglasses, would I have not called them the same thing?
You different. Probably. I think it's different, okay. But I'm also not trying to make it a big deal.
You think it's different? How?
It's different to call a dude like that because a dude hears that stuff all the time every day and can just go, yeah, whatever. But girls might take it personally.
All right. Well, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. But, I mean, I just was treating her like one of the guys. I mean, that's what we are. We're all out there.
Usual suspects.
Well, we're all out there. Like, if it was, I don't know. I guess my thought on it is I don't look at her any different because she's female.
Fair enough.
Just how cool. I look at it. So, my bad. I'll apologize to her if that'll make y'all feel better.
First of all, y'all, I'm just listening. That's so what I said, because sensitive. I understand both sides of the equation. I just have been in situations where it's...
Trey said, equal opportunity workplace. That's right.
Juggalo Trey said
yeah.
that? Yeah. Juggalo Trey, who got his... Got,
he took... He has taken... If anyone should go to HR...
Yeah, it's only
Trey. Juggalo Trey.
That's it.
My daughter goodness. Threw shade on Trey twice now.
See? Oh, yeah, she cried at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and he felt so bad, and it wasn't his fault, but it's like she, you know, with strangers as it is.
Kids
but
Trey, know when they see ugly people.
She came
people.
Around the corner running in here the other day, and Trey was like, oh, hey, real quick. And she was like, she just turned and ran away.
She's old enough to know what ugly looks like.
I
she
missed ain't. That. I wish I saw that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was not happy. And then he felt bad. And he goes, I have that effect on everybody. I go, no, you don't, man. It's just a kid being a kid.
Dr. Dran 290 said, Barry is a salty bitch. That's probably accurate. I'm not going to argue the facts, sir.
Jerry! Oh, Jerry! Jerry is here. Jerry for Barry.
Who is that?
Wow, you guys are a fire. Say it's so funny, you guys are so different. Like Joel, like the crackhead whisperer, he's out there throwing like birdseed at them and like feeding them and giving them a place to live. And then you got Barry getting all like grumpy over his chicken. Nah, man, you know, chicken go away. And then you got Nick Sharara, who's like at events and adventures, like every weekend just trying to get some tail. Man, you guys have a very different lives.
The
only people that warm up to Barry is like stray cats.
That's it.
I love you guys. You guys are great. But damn, Barry, you need to go to bed early. You're a little fired up today.
About what?
You can't call a girl D-bag like that at workplace. You're crazy.
Thank you. Well, I guess I'll go to HR. I'll take myself to HR then. I just felt like I was treating her like everybody else. Maybe I was...
Well, she'll meet you over there because she's probably already in the office. Right now.
She was super cool though, man. I don't think she's going
to
go turn me in.
She's supposed to be
if
publicly.
If she does, I
yeah,
get it. That's
super
fine.
Cool because she knows she's going to get paid.
No. Over a word like no.
She's like, I don't want that
also,
sicko
man,
coming after me.
Juggalo yeah. Trey, if, I mean, you know, you can't be bringing babies around him. You know, like, no. It's going to traumatize those kids.
Believe me, it wasn't intentional. She was running in the hallway and turned the corner fast without looking where she was going, and there he was.
Can you imagine the viewpoint from a child where you're just sitting there hanging out with Pop, and then this crazy, redheaded abomination comes around the corner?
I mean, if you think about it, he is, minus the makeup, he's got the hair.
The hair and the hat. It's like, yeah. It like pokes out the sides. It's crazy.
Jerry, send me a picture. We'll see what you look like. I want to see what Jerry looks like.
I'm a handsome devil, man.
You're handsome? What's up? Tweet me a picture, Jerry. Let's see how handsome you are.
He's handsome and athletic, and he'll bust your ass.
I was hanging out with Barry one time. My grandma came home with the sunshades, with the, you know, the sunshades over the glasses. He called her a D-bag.
I will. I'll call your grandma a D-bag. I don't care, dude. If she looks like one, she's getting called.
What about
that?
The sales girl at the buckle that was wearing it?
Look, you brought, hey, Jerry, you brought grandma up, man. That's your bad. If you bring her into the conversation, I'm going to use it.
Whatever. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. Later.
That guy's such a good caller.
He
man.
Is,
great
man.
Call. And I thought basically so he was going to tell us a story about a homeless person, but he was just going to go over what we had talked about. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him to say, you shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Shut
that's
your
his
face.
Favorite. Yeah.
Shut your face,
or
Bear. Yeah.
At the buckle.
He likes to cut me off. Tell me to shut up.
Legitimately,
like,
you've never met him.
I've never met that dude. Never. I do want to see a picture of him, though, now. If you're going to make fun of dudes for being ugly, I think it's only fair that dude like Trey should get a picture of you.
Did he sound like he was from up north, or is it just me? No,
he's the way he says my name is definitely
East Coast.
That's why
I said that like that.
Barry.
Like,
yeah, Jersey,
from,
right?
No, yeah. He's from New York, New Jersey, I would say.
If you elongate the A in Barry, that's East Coast for sure. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, I worked with guys that were from the East Coast that... And we had a guy that we worked with named Jerry, and they would, "Hey, Jerry!" It was every day.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, every day down the hall, it was, "Hey, Jerry!"
Okay.
So that was part of their deal.
I dig it.
So, Stroh's, we can get to that if you want. Stroh's with a win last night, but it wasn't pretty for Foligno, but they got through it because we motivated Josh Reddick.
Hey, remember
what they're playing right now?
Remember when everyone was saying how we should trade Foligno because he's so good?
Yeah.
Remember that? Because he had that one time he did that one thing.
That one time at band camp when he was doing pretty well.
That one time he did that one thing and had that one good outing. I don't know. That drives me insane that people still do that.
Did they say we shouldn't trade him or we should?
Oh, we should. He's a big piece. He's a big piece.
Well, so is Sam Decker.
All right, guys. If you need to sell your home and you need to do it quickly, then you need to call my friends over at Gulf State Home Buyers because they're going to help you. They're going to tell you no problem. They'll make you a cash offer. They'll buy it from you. If you're trying to get out from under your house and you need to get that cash quickly, but you can't because you've got back taxes or delinquent HOA dues, or you're going through a divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, even if you lost your job, it doesn't matter. What you need to do is call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. They'll make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork. From the time you call and get that started all the way through the closing, they're there with you and they're taking care of everything. All you do is sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals do the great job that they're going to do for you. They have attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff that's willing and ready to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Call them. Get a clear understanding of your situation. Find out what's going on, whether you've got a title issue or you just need that quick closing because you need cash. They're the folks to call. They're ready to answer your questions, but they can't if you don't call them. It's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, and Nick. We are with you until 4 p.m. today. Lots of ways you can listen to the show. You can listen on terrestrial radio. You can download the app and listen on the app. You can also listen on the podcast. If you missed an hour of the show or something we talked about, you can go back to Podcast Arena and check out the podcast. So get the app, listen on the radio, or listen on the podcast. Your choice. There's tons of ways you can reach the show as well. You can call us 713-780-3776. You can also text the show at that same number, 713-780-3776. You can hit us up on Twitter. It's at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick. You can also send carrier pigeons, smoke signal. There's tons of ways you can reach us. Any interactions you want to get with us, we'd love to hear from you. We welcome the...
You're being generous.
Okay.
Not any.
Sure.
There are some on text messages we could do without.
Yeah. But, you know, I'll probably still read them, so...
Well, if they're in any way, shape, or form negative towards me, I know this.
Oh my God.
Although you do hide some of them.
And me.
See, this is
and
where.
And you. Well, he enjoys those.
This is where I would call you guys bitches for acting like this. Now, you can go to HR if you want.
I'm going to need the HR number.
But, man. So the rainbow jerseys, this story that I was telling you guys about from Paul Lucas. It's pretty cool because it talks about the rainbow jerseys and how they came about. One, they were designed by an ad agency. And part of the reason they were doing this was back in, they came out in, what was it, 75, and they stuck around until 86, through 86. And it was designed to kind of showcase it says Major League Baseball's Technicolor era. And it kind of reshaped the way baseball uniforms will be worn. But it was designed by McCann Erickson, which still exists.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
And the original prototype didn't match the final. So in the original prototype, it had a white star on it. But they were worried that pitchers would be able to hide the baseball during the pitch. So they changed it to a navy star on the rainbow uniform. The hat, completely different. The hat has an A on it that has the orange, red, and yellow stripes next to it with a star in the middle. It's very old school looking, really cool. And then they changed that, and they obviously went with the star with the H on it. But they actually still, apparently, that hat, that old school A hat that was the prototype, mm-hmm. is in production. And I don't have many Astros hats. I think I have one. I would buy that hat. It's a good-looking hat. And again, I tweeted this. If you want to go follow at Barry's Funny, there's a link to this article on ESPN that was written by Paul Lucas. He's also at UniWatch on Twitter if you want to check him out.
And I've always been a big fan of uniforms and logos and things. My dad designed logos. I actually made money in college designing logos for businesses and things because I got the artistic background from my dad to do it. I made you that one yeah. time just when I was bored. Yeah. But I love the uniform thing, but you think about what it did. The Astros rainbow jersey then spurned the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day were green and growing. They used a green version of that mm-hmm. rainbow. They used it. Then everybody was kind of experimenting with it. And then in every softball league and everywhere around the country, that was the hip thing. Just like after a while, remember, teal, purple, and black became the hip, cool uniforms across baseball. Colorado Rockies, Toronto Raptors, Charlotte Hornets. Everybody had to have teal, black, or purple, or combinations of it, and they would go to third uniforms to get black in, just like the Rockets are doing now. But it's crazy how one team, one uniform change and logo set can change or set a trend for everybody.
Yeah, and it talks about the number on the pants, which was unusual but not unprecedented. They said that was one of the stranger things. Something most baseball fans have never seen. But numbers on the pants actually had been worn by a fair number of Negro League teams over the years. And they showed, like, the Kansas City Monarchs have those. And then I guess Kansas City did some throwback unis with the Monarchs, and it has the numbers on there. But it said it did kind of set a trend after that because the White Sox went to the numbers on the uniforms for a couple of years as well.
Yep.
The rainbow design made it into the congressional baseball game. Ron Paul wore it in 79 and hit the only over-the-fence home run in the game.
Wow.
Ever. Since that game's been, or in the 50 years that the game has been played, he's hit the only over-the-fence home run up until then, I guess, wearing the rainbow jersey. The back and the front changed significantly from the prototype. And then it says something about the nickname. It says there's a nickname mystery. Although rainbow is the most commonly accepted terms for the uniform, many people also refer to the design by another nickname, Tequila Sunrise.
Huh.
Because I guess the obvious reason, the drink, the Tequila Sunrise. But who came up with the nickname? They're not sure. Todd Random has found that sports columnist Shelby Strother was using the term back in 80. So. And then, of course, they have the rainbow lives on with the blue ones now with the rainbows on the sides. And the vendors wear the rainbow jerseys.
They do. And they have, like, their vendor number on the back, which is very cool. And the White Sox were another team that took kind of elements of it. When they said the numbers were on the pants, they also had the stripes across, but it was red, white, and blue with socks written across it. That, thank goodness, replaced their softball uniforms, which they used for years, with the collared jerseys.
A couple of years.
The alternate shorts.
They actually, in the article, they have a ton of pictures of teams that have used the rainbow jersey, the versions of it.
Uh-huh.
There's some good-looking unis in there. The Virginia Hokies have one. Baylor has one. So there's a ton. There was even basketball teams in the Oklahoma State basketball team, ladies basketball team, had rainbow jerseys. So check it out. It's a really good article if you're a fan of the rainbow uni.
Deer Park High School used them this year, and Louisville in the College World Series also had them this year. They went back to them with a variation. So there's people trying to bring it back, which I think is cool because what's old is new again. But That's one I'm not mad at them for.
Okay.
Yeah, there were some very cool ones. Yeah, those White Sox uniforms back in the day were atrocious.
Yeah, they were. With the collars?
Yeah.
That should have been a no-go.
And the shorts.
Yeah.
That was awful.
Lamont said, for one start ago, Paulino was Roy Oswalt to Houston. Yeah. Oh, El Jefe's got that A,
that's a good
hat
one.
That I want. That's less legit. I'm going to retweet that. It's navy, though. The white one looks a little better.
The navy one looks kind of NASCAR. Hat.
Yeah, it's still legit, though. Okay, we have a question from the text line that they need us to settle. You guys ready? Mm-hmm. Hey, guys, love the show. Interesting debate I had with some coworkers and wanted your opinion. What's the most difficult sport to play mentally and physically and emotionally, I guess? Some said hockey, others said golf or football. It depends if you're combining all those or if you're separating them, right?
Yeah, from a mental perspective, as well as how difficult the sport is, although people bill it as being simplistic, golf is a bitch.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize how good the professionals are until you go out, like you can go out and follow them. But, you know, we're happy if we hit the green. You know, we're happy if we can, you know, can get par and do things. These guys have it so calculated now. Like, they take a distance and they know, and I don't know, I don't want to bore you with golf, but they know, like, each club, they know if on a full swing how far they, the exact distance they hit that club. And then if they go down, like, one finger less, and they choke up one finger on the grip, they know it's going to be, like, 2.5 yards less.
Okay, but, so
and
I get
that it's difficult. And it's all on one person.
I get that it's difficult.
Yeah?
But
the physical aspect is the problem because he said combination of mental and physical, right?
But I'm
mental,
from a physical and emotional. It's not like contact, like football or anything. I'm just saying it's really difficult to get with your body, the swing and everything, to hit that ball exactly
but
how you
But at the end of the
to.
Day, I'm not exhausted from playing golf physically.
No, but I'm saying
physically.
From physically exhausted, no. Or like you're not taking a pounding.
Somebody said baseball.
Yeah.
I am going to go off of the beaten path that I think most of you guys are looking at in the big sports, and I'm going to say either MMA or boxing. Physically, mentally, and emotionally, that could be one of the most difficult things to do, I think.
That's a good one. I wasn't going to say. I was going to say football, but you're right, because an MMA guy has to go through a really rigorous training camp.
You have to cut weight.
A lot of times they have to – a lot of – head trainers expect you to stay away from your family the entire training camp,
you have
which
to,
is not cool.
You're dieting over that 6 to 8 weeks of weight cut is ridiculous. You have to have the mental fortitude to be able to eat, you know, these little meals and do the things they do. Cut that weight. I mean, you're dropping 20, 30, 40 pounds over 6 to 8 weeks. Most people can't do that physically, much less mentally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you do all that and you go in and you get knocked out inside of 20 seconds. After all of the time and effort and sweat and blood and black eyes and everything else you've done in the gym.
Did you say black eyes?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Checking.
But I'm going to go MMA or boxing. Take your pick. Probably MMA. The boxing weight cuts, I don't know that they're as
I'm gonna say
brutal.
MMA,
yeah.
Because there's so many weight. There's 17 weight classes in each promotion.
I was going to say, like, boxing, you don't have to cut as much. You know what I mean? You can, yeah. Oh, if I'm 3 pounds, that's just a different weight.
Yeah.
In MMA, man, it's a whole different ball of wax for weight cuts. So, yeah,
I was only going to say football only because you figure the pressure is relatively same. Everybody's playing for bragging rights, endorsements, more money. But football is so physically brutal. But with you mentioning MMA and the fact that it's basically a one-person sport.
And they're not wearing pads and they're not wearing helmets.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with
it's
the
tough.
MMA fighter.
See, I agree with you guys. You guys just bash on mine. I'm just saying, no, you know what? And the only reason why I said golf, because you're right. I said physical from the standpoint of getting your body to be precise. But yeah, you guys are right. In terms of the beating aspect of it, it's like, yeah, football is physical, but you're not wearing pads and a helmet. And that those are weapons, too. Think about how much a helmet is a weapon.
It hurts
NFL.
To get punched in the face. I realize.
Without a face guard on, yeah.
I realize it would hurt to get tackled in football. I get that. But yeah, getting punched in the face, kicked in the head, kicked in the leg. Let me tell you what. You can sleep on a leg kick all you want. That hurts.
Yeah.
And by the way, one of the worst, I would rather be knocked out than dropped with a liver shot. That is excruciating pain. Yeah,
similar to like a football player. Hit me up high, don't hit my legs. Because then I'll be out for whatever.
But I got dropped with a body shot, and I would much rather be knocked out than dropped with a body shot. It hurt. So, and it doesn't just go away. And I tried. Like, I got hit, and I knew it was hurting. But I was like, all right, I'm not going to go down. And my body was like, yeah, you are. And I'm trying to keep myself standing. I couldn't. You just physically, I could not hold myself up after that body shot. So it hurts a lot more than you think.
And Brandon and Adrian on Twitter were saying pitcher and catcher. Look, catcher, you're completely protected, though you're going to take your shots. And you can get a foul ball, which is wicked. But pitcher and catcher, and as a pitcher, I took plenty of shots up the middle that hit me. And but it's not even close to what every single second you are at risk when you're in the ring or in the octagon.
But isn't it kind of true nobody wants to be a catcher anymore because it's so dangerous?
I don't know about that.
Like catchers are hard to find or more hard to find?
But if you watch McCann back there, you watch some of these guys, just one crossed up signal or one guy that, you know, takes a full swing and catches the ball just right. And it just, you think about that. Yeah, you're wearing a mask, but that thing's going at 100 miles an hour and it's fouled back at a very short distance to the center of your face, your neck, with that, you're feeling that's punishment. Not to mention if the ball hits the ground and then gets up under that cup.
Yo, Adrian,
it's not close like MMA.
Yo, Adrian agrees with you. He says, it's catcher my whole life, physically grueling, studying defense, pitchers, hitters. Yeah, you got to be the brains. You got to be, your the physical pounding that you take. You still got to go up and hit, so you still have to be a hitter. Yeah, I could see that. I'm going to stick with MMA, but there's tons of people disagreeing with it. Some rugby came up. Rugby's some people agree with you on sport. Golf, baseball. I don't know. Lots of stuff coming up.
Definitely, I would say you found one because of the grueling aspect of the physical and the mental, and it's an individual sport. Individuals, when you don't have anybody to lean on, make it tougher.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know how much money would it take for you guys to share a straw with a crackhead.
Oh boy,
Nick's like $7,
like $1 million probably.
A million? I wouldn't need that much.
But yet, you wouldn't drink the water from your toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Just checking. See if that had changed at all. All right.
No.
So we continue to roll on. We're at the midway point. We're going till 4. So get yourself some bevs, some refreshments, stay dry, and come back for a whole lot more. Don't forget the app now. ESPN 97.5 on the app is a way for you to take us everywhere. You can download the app, ESPN975.com, and download the app that way. Once you've downloaded it, you can take it from your car to your workplace to everywhere in between. Easiest way to make sure your signal is crystal clear at all times. We'll be right back. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Boys are back. Usual Suspects till 4. Special guests coming in at 3:30, Barry.
Andy Huggins in the hizzy.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to actually have a comedian on the show.
How long have you been waiting to do
since
that?
Since like 1:15.
Did you write that on the
I
way
didn't
into
write
work?
It down, nah. I don't write jokes.
I figured you were like, you had wrote it and then you rewrote it and then you ran it by some people and you're like, Rio, you're funnier than me. What is this? Like,
that's
I figured
Trey does.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Okay. That was good, though. I enjoyed that very much.
Good.
I'm going to HR.
I enjoyed Correa going opposite field for a ding dong into the bullpen to give the Astros a
2-1. Yeah. And Huggins is a big baseball guy. So I told him bring some of his best baseball stories. Because, like I said, when we're on the road going to a gig somewhere, he loves to talk baseball and he loves the Astros. Like, I get texts from him randomly where he's like, I don't trust Gustav anymore. I don't want this guy here anymore. Or why is, you know.
Is he a Houstonian?
No, actually, I think he's from West Virginia.
Wow.
But he's been here so long. He loves baseball, but he loves the Astros. He lives and dies with them. So I'll just get these ramblings in my text messages where he's just pissed off.
I wasn't aware Jeff Van Gundy was such a huge Astros
fan. Oh, yeah. Big time. Ever since he's gotten to town.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Talk about that. It was a converted New Yorker. Boy, they converted Van Gundy in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they did. But yeah, I told Huggins to bring some of his better stories. Because he'll tell me stories about like Earl Weaver and things I didn't know that are hilarious that I can never remember. So yeah, we should get some of those out of him. And we'll talk some comedy too, but we'll talk a lot of sports with him.
Good.
That'll baseball specifically.
That'll be 3:30, right?
Yes, sir. 3:30.
3:30 Andy Huggins. Nick, for all of our talk back and forth about Starbucks and foo-foo drinks, I don't know if you saw this or not, and I had heard that this guy might actually be contemplating suing, but a story breaks that I saw that was interesting because of that, because of our foo-foo talk. Guy by the name of Demet Strato, 28-year-old New Yorker, who, like many of us, enjoy coffee from time to time. He's a problem. He found out 4 years ago, lactose intolerant. So his coffee can be catastrophic if he doesn't put non-dairy milk in the coffee. He posted on Facebook and then on Twitter the following. This is the second time I ordered a venti iced coffee with soy milk this month where the soy milk request was ignored. Regular milk was instead used. I've pooped 11 times since this morning. My bottom hurts from all the wiping. Do you think I enjoy soy milk? Does anyone really enjoy soy milk? No. I order soy milk because I'm bored and I want my drink to sound fancy. No. I order soy milk so that my bottom doesn't blast fire for 4 hours. I'm not a Charmander. Thank you for listening to my rant. P.S. I'm writing this from the comfort of my toilet.
A Charmander?
I don't know what that is.
Spell it for me. I'm going to Google it.
C-H-A-R-M-A-N-D-E-R. So he also put it on Twitter. I'm not sure he's going to like all the responses, but also a whole bunch of more than we needed to know stories about people that have had similar experiences.
A Charmander's a Pokemon that has fire coming out of his tail.
Oh, well, there you go. That explains it.
I was like, what are you talking
Otherwise,
about?
Otherwise, I was going to say Charmin is also toilet tissue.
I'm looking at it. It's this is on I guess this is the, oh my God. There would be a Pokemon wiki. Yeah, it's just a picture of this dragon-looking thing with fire coming out of his tail. So that has to be what it is. So do you know anyone that's lactose intolerant?
I mean, my ex used to be.
Your niece is? Your ex used to be?
She is, but my ex is.
Would you ever get back at her by trying to
slip dude, stuff? It was bad, dude. It's serious. Like, she could not consume anything.
Like, what do you mean it was serious and bad? Like, she would...
Like, she'd be in incredible pain if she consumed...
Oh, like, it messes with your... It makes your stomach hurt?
Yeah.
I thought it just made you, like, fart a lot and then have to go poop a lot.
No, her stomach would hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, some of these stories, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude writes, I had a similar experience where I requested soy milk and instead received regular. I decided to take my drink with me to the mall across the street. My intestines were pissed. I ended up running for my life through the store, as I'm sure they thought I was shoplifting, to get to the potty in the mall. Do you know how disgusting public restrooms are? I feel your pain, brother.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
I do know. I think I might have, like, minor... All I know is that when I eat ice cream, I don't even want to be in the same room with me. That's all I know. But, and I love ice cream. That's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem.
Gassy. Yeah, broccoli does that to me.
Broccoli?
Yeah.
Broccoli. Your vegetable intolerance.
Yeah, broccoli, and I can just.
Your stalk veggie intolerant. Can't do cauliflower or broccoli, huh?
No. I love broccoli, but it doesn't love me the same way.
Yeah, I can't. There's a few foods that I'm like my wife is, she loves to joke with me when we're at the grocery store. She'll be like, you want to go get some Beano? I'm like, really? Like, it's just a couple of things, and it's natural. But it does escalate with certain foods. But I don't have, like, severe stomach pain. That would suck.
I don't either. I just got, like, shooting fire.
So you would never, like, because I think I would do that at least once. Like, if my wife pissed me off and she was lactose intolerant.
It did bother me because
I would
love
probably
pizza.
Put some cheese inside of her burger that she wouldn't see something
that's
like that.
That's darn right. That proves the 80-20
theory. If she made me mad, she would do that to me. Why wouldn't I do it to her?
No, it's one thing to have mental anguish, but when you put physical things into it that can put them on the John for an extended period of time, that's kind of brutal.
What's the harm in that? It goes away. It's not crippling.
Have we ever proved that the eye drop theory works? Like, from
somebody said that's false. That's not true.
I've heard it works.
Yeah, that's what you said last time. I asked you about it, and you're like, no, it works. Yeah, the Visine thing?
People were texting the show when we talked about that, saying that that's an urban legend, that it doesn't work.
Visine doesn't give you
Here's what we should do. We should try it. Nick, we're going to get a glass of water and some Visine.
Not happening.
And we're going to put it in there and see if Nick craps himself on the next show.
Let's see if we can get Trey
on
to do it.
Friday, on the usual suspects.
I'll do it if you bump in with Oasis. If you bump in with Oasis, I'll put Visine down the chute. You just let me know. My Bloody Valentine's my second favorite.
Did you
see
the gif that someone tweeted out with, like, a baby, like, running and then running away when we were talking about your daughter seeing Trey?
No, I didn't see that.
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
No one tagged me on
There's a difference, by the way. Yeah, somebody texted in. There's a difference between being allergic to dairy and being lactose intolerant. One will kill you. The other one just make you crap.
That's like the peanut allergies and the stuff we were talking about. Yeah. All right. All right, let's get back on track. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a whole lot more with the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So, like, he's in here snorting. He's laughing so hard.
Yeah, his face is all super red.
Yeah, Snagglepuss is in full effect.
I totally forgot about these. Someone had texted this show and said, go read the sugar-free gummy bear reviews on Amazon. Has to be the Amazon review of sugar-free gummies. You will not regret it. Yeah. I forgot about those. I had read these a long time ago, like 4 years ago. But they're hilarious. There's a lot of them, so you got to get through. I was just trying to find some of the best ones on a post, but the Haribo, is that what it's called? H-A-R-I-B-O? Haribo?
I've been eating them for years, and I don't even know.
Haribo? I don't know how the hell you pronounce
it. Haribo, I think. But
Haribo? You're probably closer than I am, but it's the sugarless Haribo gummy bear reviews, and it's just 50,000 reviews of people saying how miserable they were, crapping themselves. I don't want to read a ton of them, but one of them says, be sure to also buy a tub of OxiClean with this to get the blood and diarrhea stains out of your underwear, clothes, furniture, pets, loved ones, and ceiling fans. And that's just one of the reviews. They gave it a 1-star, by the way.
I could have done without the blood part of that. On that review. That, it's hilarious.
One guy said, I sneezed out of my butthole. That's what I was laughing at when we came back.
That's got to be the best one. I haven't heard the rest, but that's got to be the best one.
That's what I was laughing at. But there's a lot of them. But yeah, you definitely need to go check those out on Amazon. I'm not going to sit here and read them all, but they're good. They're good. They're real funny.
That's the one thing, too. I saw a commercial the other day, too, for like old ladies sitting around the table saying, have you ever had that time when you're all sitting around with your friends and one of your friends tells a great joke, and by the time you're done laughing, you realize that you – I'm like, really? When you get old, that happens? You can't control. You can't pad the brakes. And if you laugh, you're going to crap your pants. Or
I hope that doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, me either.
Really?
That's a commercial.
Yeah, that's weird.
Gee.
Somebody said, "What's a GIF? What the hell is a GIF?" Go ahead and tell them why you say GIF. I know why, but you tell them.
Nah, it's all right. GIF is just a GIF is just like a quick video without any audio.
It's
basically
an animated picture.
Yeah, and
then what's a GIF?
Yeah, so here's the deal on that, right?
Let me get the...
So it's pronounced both ways. Some people say GIF.
Okay.
A lot of people say GIF, but a lot of people say GIF, or it's becoming more appropriate to say GIF because they talk to the people that invented the technology and say, yes, it's pronounced like the peanut butter. It's pronounced GIF, but it's been called a GIF for so long that people know what you're talking about more if you say that. But I have heard it, and I've read where they said technically we meant it to sound like GIF.
So I'm trying G-I-F. To find...
And like when you go to Twitter, and you can pull up a GIF in Twitter.
Right.
That's also, you can pull up a GIF.
See, and I didn't know. I thought it might have been something different. I wasn't going to like...
There was like some sort of like technology ceremony or convention that took place, and the guy who coined the term... At this, when they accept, the acceptance speeches are supposed to be exactly like 7 words or 8 words or 10 words or something like that. And his acceptance speech was, it's GIF, not JIF, or it's JIF, not GIF.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he basically cleared it by saying, because he's the one, literally, that
That's
technology.
That's what you're saying, right,
Barry? That came out like in the 80s.
Yeah.
But it's just being used now so frequently because it's so powerful on social media.
Yep.
But it's been around for years.
And now you know.
Hey, speaking of candy, by the way, Nick and I had this conversation the other day, and I thought you weren't in here, and I wanted to ask you about it too, because it all was spurned by a caller we had named Heath, and I was like, "Man, Heath Bar." My parents were huge Heath Bar fans back when I was growing up, and I don't even know that I've heard them anymore, except for you can get like Heath Bar ice cream.
Uh huh.
But Nick and I were talking about. I was like, "Did you like them?" And he was like, "Well, they're okay, right?" You said, and I was like, "But like, if I'm gonna go to a candy bar." Like, if I'm going cheating on a candy bar, I'm not picking Heath Bar.
Yeah.
How many
times would you say you've had Heath in your mouth? What?
I'm the one that makes it dirty.
Yeah, it's a legit question. How many times have you
put So Heath? If you had an opportunity to pick any candy bar, though,
I'm not
what
going
would
Heath.
It be?
I'm not going
I'm
with
not either.
Heath.
I'm pretty sure Hell thinking no. about it. Snickers would probably be the leader.
Now,
in the club
do you
house.
Count Reese's peanut butter cups as a candy
See,
bar?
See, it's not a candy bar, but I love Reese's peanut butter.
Because that's my favorite.
Talk about I would eat them until it gave me the craps. I would eat Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay. But so you're not going to count Salisbury. But you're not going to count that as a candy bar, though?
I don't think it's a candy bar. Do you think it's a candy bar?
I kind of considered it, but maybe I'm wrong. I guess it's not.
That's
it's more like a cupcake. It's in those little cupcake containers.
That's like saying, though, but would you count Twix as a candy bar?
Because it's a bar. Yeah.
But there's two of them.
But they're still bars.
It's just the shape. That's all you're saying. But they're still bars. So you're saying that the shape...
If you want to make me a Reese's peanut butter bar, then I'll consider
it. Which they have those.
Okay, well then as a bar, it would be considered.
All right. But they do. It's like it's almost like a wafer with peanut butter and chocolate, I believe. Something like that. But they do have those. But I'm more just old school missionary Reese's peanut butter cup guy.
Put it in your butt?
What?
Oh, no.
What? What the hell? Who said that?
Just asking.
Is that going to be our new thing? We just randomly ask, would you put that in your butt? Like, what?
I might try it. No, you never know.
No. Yeah.
You might try it?
No.
No.
It's an enema. It gives you energy. It's but a sugar eye.
You won't drink a few drops of Visine and some water, but you'll do that.
Oh, by the way, Trey tweeted in. He won't either.
Why?
Because he's scared.
That could be like a diuretic.
I keep telling the kid, if you want to be a star, you got to do things that make you a star.
You
got
to be a guinea pig if you want to be a star around here.
Just
do what we tell you to do.
So, favorite candy bar, man.
What is it?
Heath is not in the discussion only because that's like usually people that eat Heath bars, they're like going to the gym. They're in that mode of I'm eating healthy.
Like they nibble it. They just take the little, because you know it's like thin.
It's just bland though. That's the problem.
I'm not a big fan.
Now, I'm not like a Milky Way guy either. Like that's those are just too plain.
Three Musketeers worse. Nope.
My grandmother kept a Hershey's milk chocolate bar.
Yeah, mine too.
In her purse. Yep. But then she was such a stingy ass. She would just break you off like one rectangle.
Little spaces, yeah.
One rectangle, Nate?
My grandma did the same
thing. Smart woman. Why would she share
what
all those?
A bitch. One rectangle.
Your grandma a little bitch. Wow.
Who gives their grandson
Were you a good kid?
That's a douchebag move by Nanny to give you one rectangle from a Hershey bar. You can at least give me the row of three.
Nanny,
or is it three or two?
Douchebag bitch.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Well, no. You should hear my act. I call my whole family bitches at one point or another in my set, don't I? You've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom, wife, sister, everybody. It's
would
on.
You, would you do Who it if cares? They were sitting in front of you?
I have done it, in fact.
Really?
In this past January at the joke joint, it was my sister's birthday, January 28th. She was at my show that weekend. I did the joke where I called my mom a bitch. In the middle of the set, I just stopped and go, guys, this is how much I love comedy. I just called my mom a bitch to make you guys laugh. The whole place started laughing. I was like, and she's here tonight. Mom waved. And she waved. Hey!
No way.
Oh, yeah.
She
knows what the deal is. Like, I really think my mom's a bitch? No.
That's hilarious that she waves, though. She's cool about
it. Yeah, and then I was like, my dad's here. He's an a-hole. And they started laughing at that. I was like, oh, and it's my sister's birthday. And the place started to clap. I was like, settle down. She's a bitch, too. We don't need to do this. Oh, it was great. I don't care. Because they get it. They get it. It's just jokes.
Of course, yeah.
It's just jokes. Unlike Joel. Joel doesn't
get
it.
My mom would just try and kick my ass.
She would fight you?
Are you giving away tickets to the Berry and Berry program?
Huh?
The what?
The Berry and Berry.
Shut up. Now, what about Almond Joy?
Not a fan.
Almond Joy should just be burned. Like,
yeah, not a fan at all.
I don't understand why that's even an option for a candy bar. But if I had to choose, I'm either going Kit Kat or Butterfinger.
The Butterfingers were sneaky good.
Butterfingers get stuck in your teeth, though. But then, so you get like an extra hour of candy
no
bar
because
they
huh?
don't go away. No.
I love Snickers. No. And in the Midwest, you freeze them.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you can do Butterfinger and Kit Kat to me are the two that you put in the freezer.
You don't need to freeze a Butterfinger. Bro, if you freeze a Butterfinger, you're going to chip a tooth. Nah. What are you doing?
No, nah, that's good.
Freezing a Butterfinger? Yeah.
And we froze Snickers, too.
I can see the Snickers, but man, a Butterfinger is already hard as a rock.
When you freeze Snickers, it's really hard.
It's like eating, like, Butterfinger's already like eating a jawbreaker.
Then you can put it in your butt. What?
What?
Because.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
I don't know why he wants to talk about it. What is your go-to candy bar?
Fred said the most underrated is 100 grand. Fred Williams on Twitter.
I'd say Snickers.
Oh, $100,000 bars were fantastic.
100 grand, yeah.
Those were really good. I forgot about those. They still make them?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those were really good.
It's just Snickers and Kit Kat for me.
You, Snickers and Kit Kat?
Yeah.
Lame.
I love Kit Kat. I mean,
Joe said Butterfingers and Mr. Goodbar. I'm not a big Mr. Goodbar guy. Now, if I buy like the little candies to give out at Halloween and they have the Mr. Goodbars in there, I'll eat them. But I'm not rushing out like you said. You get one choice. You're at the candy aisle. You can only have one. What do you? I'm not getting.
Like if you're at the movies or something, and you get one choice.
Yeah, because you're not paying $40 per candy bar.
And what Mr. Good Bar was like, basically, what Rice Krispies inside a chocolate bar? Is that what it was? Or was it peanuts? Mr. Good Bar.
I don't think so.
I think it was peanuts.
Peanuts.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of the whatchamacallit. It was the Rice Krispies. Okay. I think
that sounds right.
Yeah.
You guys ever had that that it come in like a long rectangular box? It'd be triangle. It'd be like a bunch of triangle chocolates. It's like Toblerone.
Toblerone.
That's how you pronounce it?
That's old school.
Dude, those are good.
Yeah.
All right. TJ said, by the way, when the damn inventor of the GIF learns to spell, then we can call it a GIF. Until then, it's a GIF.
There you have it.
All right, TJ. Settle down, though, man. Geez, a little fired up. That was all caps, and he's fired up. Yeah, you got him angry.
All right.
Yeah.
What did he say that was so? Why did I upset him so much again?
Because you said we said about the spelling. Oh, AJ said whatchamacallit easily the most underrated. I would agree with that, but he said crackle is the Rice Krispie one. Damn it, crackle.
Yep,
is the Rice Krispie one.
Whatchamacallit was those like a cube, legit. Wasn't it? It was really thick.
Yeah. It was.
Whatchamacallits were pretty good too. But I'll tell you this:
their commercials were fantastic too. You remember the commercials back in the day when we were young? What you eating there? Oh, whatchamacallit?
Yeah,
what's its name? I told you the name. You said whatchamacallit. That's right. So good. It made me want to eat them. You're making the face, Joel. Go ahead.
You did the whole commercial.
Because you did the whole commercial.
Please. Yeah.
I thought you were just going to remind us of the
gist of it. I'll be quiet now.
The gist of it.
No. I'm reliving a childhood memory that means a lot to me. I was a fat kid at heart. I loved it.
I was more than at heart.
So, you're a fat kid with a bad heart.
Yeah. So there you go. I tried to hopefully escape that. All right, so we got two in the books, one to go. One more hour of the show, 3:30. Andy Huggins joins us. He'll talk some comedy and some baseball. Plenty more time before that if you guys want to get in here. 713-780-3776, the HRP listener line where you can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.